Pepperoni.
Hi everyone. Welcome to the Sprint showcase for Sprint 118.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, this is Ashraf.
Hi, thanks everyone who has joined so far. I am going to give the overview, and then I will be handing it off to Team Ona to start the showcase. I know that I'm still waiting for them to join. So we are actually almost about halfway through the development for 3.6, and just as a reminder to everyone, we started in January and we will be planning to release in April. This release so far, we have about 90 tickets done and 22 that are still in progress and about 46 to go. So if anyone wants to see a really nice view of the overall version, there is this release version report in Jira. There are a few tickets here that are still, they either contain unreviewed code that need to be completed, or the tickets may still be open. But it looks like these tickets are done and or dead, but there are tasks that still need to be completed. So please, team leads, take a look at these and make sure to clean these up before we get to release time. Are there any questions about this release version report or any comments about our progress and our status so far?
No, I don't have any question.
Okay. Now let's move on to the showcase portion for each team. I'll start with Team Ona here. Team Ona this sprint worked on researching the fire measure report, measure and measure report integration, and improving the process for persisting the reporting stack. This sprint, they completed 9 story points and have about 10 story points that are still in progress. Clay, will I be handing off the...
Cool. Hi, everyone. Let me share my screen. I actually moved one of those two in review, and Jeanette's going to be speaking about it here in a sec. We had some tickets in our sprint that were sort of lingering from the previous sprint. Took us a couple of days in this sprint to finish those up. So those got moved to done. But then the main sort of work that we were doing this sprint was researching the fire measure and measure report and the Happy Fire server that we're trying to essentially submit data to from the reporting stack. And the idea is that data would then flow from that fire server, into DHIS2 or some other consumer system. So this was our sort of research spike to understand, the work that we need to do in the next couple of sprints in order to make that happen. And so as a result of this research spike, we're going to be writing out a series of tickets and tasks, that we need to, to publish data to the fire server. I'm going to pass it to Jeanette, who is with me here, who's going to speak briefly about the research she did and what type of work we have coming up.
Hi, so I was looking into the measure and the measure reports resources in the fire server, and I basically found out that we would need to define a measure resource. And we can either define this resource to hold the definitions for our indicators, or we could use the library resource, which is what holds the logic for the measure resource. So we could put small clarification definitions in that to separate based on how we would like to define the indicators. And then using the measure resource, we would be able to create the measure report resource, which would be now the one that contains the results of the calculations of the measures. And I am going to put like all my findings in a wiki page and link it to the issue in just a minute. So if anyone would like to look more into it, they can see it there.
Cool. Thanks, Jeanette. And just one thing to note is that we were under-resourced this sprint. We were under capacity, but next sprint we will be back at full capacity, so that we will be getting, we'll be making more progress in terms of story points and tickets moving forward. Any questions or comments for myself or Jeanette?
For that wiki page, are we going to follow up and on the forum post and link that there? Is that what we're saying?
I think she was saying she's going to link the wiki page to this ticket, but we should probably also have a link to the forum post as well from the wiki. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, let's try to circle back on that
discussion
and just, you know, tie everything up.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm going to get back to that again today, Josh. Thanks for your response yesterday.
Okay. Sounds great.
Cool.
Any more questions for Team Ona? Okay, so this sprint team, JSI, worked on completing the shipment file related additional edge cases from Sprint 117, and then started some work with the kitting epic. This sprint, they finished 26 story points. And there are 5 story points still in progress. Ashraf, are you ready to start your team's showcase?
Yes, I can.
Okay, stop sharing.
Okay, do you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, give me a moment. So we have the Sprint 118, and as Sam just said that we had like 9 of the tickets that are done so far. So let me start with the one that were done. So 5884. So this is like one of the quick wins. So where the maximum stock quantity column is not like visible on the print report. So that was fixed by like Hassan. And then the next one is 5886. 5886. So this is also just like the previous one where the additional quantity is not like visible on the print. And for the interest of time, since we have only 15 minutes, I compiled the different visuals. So this column is now added to the report. All right, so let's go to the next one. Recursion bug 5888. Where did that went? 5888. So the calculated order quantity in the ISA column is not visible on the print, you know, just like the previous one as well. So this is also fixed by Hassan. And you'd also see that this is what he gave me earlier in the day. So this is actually coming from him, that these are the two things that he has fixed. And let me go to the next one. The next one is, I will skip this one, like 5, 6, like 7, 5, but I'll come back to that. The next one is 5866. Yeah, so this I have to show the visuals to explain. So in the previous, when the, like UI ID is smaller than the expected one, the system was kind of treating it as a valid one. It should not actually. So now after the fix, it is able to flag it as invalid. So that is also fixed. Now let's start with the shipment files. So start with the 5675. Five, six, seven, five. So if you like remember that, you know, last sprint, Wes and Josh provided some feedback to what Elias has done so far at the time. So one of the issue was that when in the shipment file, there are some unknown products that has been saved in the extra data, but the details of that were not saved there. So meaning the individual, like the unknown product itself that has been encountered, so that was not been saved, which was going to the log file before, which was a different place. So as part of this improvements, that now is been saved, like all the detailed informations are being saved in the extra data. So the idea is that in future, if you wanted to process those kind of unknown orders, which could be the alternate products that the warehouse has actually picked. So if those problems are fixed, so those data would then be still in the extra data, and so that you can like process it from the extra like data, but that would require an additional programming, which we haven't done in this like sprint, and this also a very much edge case, so that may not be that, you know, critical to include in the 3.6. So I'm trying to find the visuals that I saved somewhere. Yeah. So here you see that the additional information is being saved in the extra data. All right, so let's move on. 5985. So this is also coming from our last sprint, the feedback we have received from Wes and Josh at the time. So if a shipment file is processed and is copied to either the archive or the error folder, and the shipment file name is the same, previously it was been overwritten, but this time it's not been overwritten, is going to the error folder with a timestamp there, so that, you know, all of the thing that like you'd be able to reconstruct what has like happened, so files would not be overwritten. I'll come back to the kit afterward. Duplicate shipment file sent to the error folder, which is 6010. So when like this is also an edge case, when a like shipment file is with a duplicate name, it was going to the archive folder, I believe, Elias. But this time it's going to, I think it was going to the process folder, but this time it would go to the error folder.
Yes, yes. This was a bug that we discovered in this sprint. If a file that is containing shipment data for the same order that had or previously processed shipment, which means in the database we have a shipment object and another file with the same file name or a different file name, that does not matter, but something that contains shipment data for the same order is discovered, the transaction will not succeed for the second upload, which means the previously uploaded data will persist, but the error is also logged in the backend, but the file was going to the successfully processed folder. After this change, now the second file, which is not persisted, will go to the error folder with a description of why it failed.
Right. Thank you, Elias. So that concludes the items for the shipment. So now let's pick up the kits. So for the kits, let me also explain that, you know, this is the one which is 5988. It's still ongoing. If we take a look at the details for that, we need a bit more time because we have to research that what APIs in the current orderables also might be impacted because of this. So it was taking more time, and also there was a bit of a back and forth that was going between Elias and Josh. So we need a bit more back and forth before we can finalize this. So that's why this is still in progress. But hopefully it would go to our next sprint, but hopefully in the early part of the sprint, we would be able to complete this. Now let's come to the kits and the mockup for that. So which is this one, 5987. So we have done the mockup in the Balsamiq, and we also followed the OpenLMS convention. So for the specific ticket, we have created a folder there. Okay, but before I come to the mockup there, let's take a look in the OpenLMIS behavior. So when we come to the OpenLMIS under administration and under products, if we come, then we see this product list. So if a product needs to be a kit, and individual constituent products needs to be added to that. So the idea is that in this display, you'd add the individual constituent products to create the unpack list for that kit. So with that assumption, we had this, this is just a screenshot from that. So for example, this is the product. So you click on that and then you come to the product detail. So a new button that we are proposing to add so that you see that if this product needs to be a kit, so that you can create the kit unpack list. And if you think that this is not a product that needs to be a kit, then previous behavior that you just cancel out would still hold. So you just cancel out after you have kind of viewed that product. But if you really wanted to create the kit, then you click on the create, click here, and then we are proposing that an additional pop-up comes up and you get the list of the products also kind of sorted. And you can also search, and you can pick which item that you'd like to add to the kit. If you put a checkbox, then you can add it, and you can also browse through. If you think that you don't want it to add anything, you can click on cancel, and you still come back and see it hasn't added anything there. But if you'd like to add things, say like these three products that you'd like to add to the kit, so you add, then it come back here and added this additional kind of section, and then previous button went away, and you have the option to add additional ones. And for the item that you created for the pack unpack list, you can also enter the quantity there, and then you can save that. After you save, then just like the previous behavior, you go back to the shipment, browse product list, just like here. So that concludes our everything that we have done in this sprint. And I think one more thing. So Techloo had faced some issue with this particular item, 5853. So in consultation with Joanna, he has put that on the Slack and on the help channel. So anybody who can help can actually help him. So the idea is that it is kind of related to having to enable a kind of constraint so that it prevents any kind of duplicate rows. But since in the system there's already some duplicate rows, in order to fix these things, you will have to delete those existing rows. So he's a bit unsure about that, whether it's okay. So that's why he posted this message there. As soon as he get the helps there and a kind of guidance, then he can proceed with that. And there's also another ticket that is along the same line, which is 5852, that also have the same issue. So if he gets the help, then he can complete this ticket as well as this ticket. Okay, we are done. Any question, please?
I suppose maybe a quick one. Nice presentation, by the way. But maybe a quick one for the, and this is just a generic question, but for the UI mockups for kitting, is what am I trying to ask? I think I'm trying to ask, where's the discussion going on around how this looks, and I guess the bigger question is, how does this work within, like right now, the product UI doesn't allow you to edit kits. So anyways, I'm just wondering how we think that's going to proceed. Like, are we going to have a UI for creating kits before we have a UI for editing products or creating products?
Yeah, so that is very, pertinent question. I think it also came up when we had the discussion with you, Josh, you, me, and Elias, and Wes. But since this is, kind of bigger question outside of the kit, so if the decision is to include that, so that would be like additional tickets, so that, as you said, kind of here, we just have the view options. And the idea is that during the initial implementation of the OpenLMIS, the country would have loaded all their products to the CSV file. So maybe for some prioritization in the early days of the OpenLMIS, then a decision was made not to, allow add edit of the products through the admin interface. So that's a kind of lingering issue coming from earlier decisions. But if the decision were to, enable that, so we can also work on it, but, it would be outside of the kitting. And also for the kit, one other thing that I forgot to mention, and that probably is the next question that Josh, you're going to ask, that when the kit is unpacked, the idea is that, once you created the kit products and then that kit products now appear in the requisition and the facilities is placing the order for that kit. And in the stock-based requisition, when they receive the kit, the CWH workers or the individual facilities might want to unpack the kits and then receive the constituent products along with the quantities to their stock. And that would require the, kind of debit credits for the kit to be decreased, and the individual products to be added, and also whether during that process you'd like to enable them to, enter the batches that were there in those kits. So those would be the additional things for the kitting as well. But in this current sprint, we haven't been able to include that part of the thing yet, because honestly, Elias and I are a bit unfamiliar with, how the stock-based requisition workflow really works, because in our ELMIS implementation in our countries, we haven't faced that kind of scenario. So we thought that in the next sprint, we will create a ticket so that we discuss it along with Josh, Sam, so that we get to understand that how that process should work. And at the time, we would also add the unpacking so that you, as part of the unpack operation, you can receive the stock to the bin card. So Josh, I kind of digressed in my answer, but if I haven't answered your first question, please go ahead.
No, I think that's perfect. And I'm remembering we have a call tomorrow actually about it. So that's great. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other question, please?
Any questions about the shipment file work or the kitting work that Team GSI has completed this sprint? Okay, thank you, Ashraf.
Yeah, I will stop sharing. Back to you, Sam.
Okay, so Next, Team Mind the Gap, this sprint worked on enabling the supply partner view of the split requisitions, integrating the Spring integration framework for consolidated notifications, and finishing the design for the notification work. We completed 28 story points this sprint. And there are 29 story points still in progress or have not been started. Nicodem, are you ready to share?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so let me share my screen first. Okay, can you see it?
Yes.
Okay, so for this sprint, we actually completed a little more story points, if I'm correct. Yeah. So we currently are at 36 story points completed. We, out of our sprint goals, which were the ones already mentioned by Sam, we've managed to finish the design for the notification work. We were unable to finish the Spring integration, integration with the notification service, as it was blocked by the design work. And for enabling supply partners to view split requisitions, we actually got the backend part done. We have also extended the navigation state service to enable a more customizable rights check. So we don't only have to rely on the permission strings anymore for our states. And for the last ticket that is still in progress related to the partners screen, it is actually getting pretty close to being done. And should be like finished tomorrow most likely. And for the tickets that are left in progress is the Spring integration, as it was started today. And we also took a couple of bugs that we weren't able to finish, but they were not related to our Spring goal. So we just took them as to make sure that we won't run out of work for the Spring. Okay, so for the actual showcase part, I will pass the ball to Łukasz, as he's the only one that will be showcasing any of the tickets, as most of them are will be better showcased as an actual feature that can be shown on the UI. Okay, so Łukasz, are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let me stop sharing my screen and pass the ball to you.
Okay, I hope you can see my screen.
Yes.
Okay, so as was mentioned in this sprint, I mainly work only on changing the right on backend for multiple suppliers for partner users. Also, because of that, also I had to add a new endpoint to reference data to be able to retrieve roles by right ID. And so basically in the previous release, we added supply partners. Recently in this sprint, we added, we start using those supply partners in requisition service, and we found out that a partner user is able to see too much requisitions on UI. And because of that, we had to change the way how requisition check user permissions and display correct data. And also there was one issue with GIMO data because we duplicate requisition group for partner supervisor node, and this should not be done. But okay. Okay, so now demo. I'm on UIT server as administrator, and currently there is no partner requisition. So if I will try to find requisitions as a partner user, there will be no results. And also the same if I would try to find anything for a requisition that are ready for approval. Yeah. Now I'm back and I quickly approve requisition. And after that approve requisition will be split into two requisitions. One will be the original one and the second will be a partner requisition. Okay, so we have original and we have a partner. I quickly go to, but more things here. So now if I will try to find requisitions for as a partner user, of course, I will be able to see one requisition. And the same if I will try to find requisition ready for approval. Yeah. Also, as I am able to see details of this requisition, and I should be able to approve the requisition. It takes a moment. But it should go. Okay, so we approved a partner requisition, and yeah, this screen is so this is what administrators see, and this is before approve. Yeah, and as administrator, I am not able to approve the requisition. I quickly refresh the UI to show that requisition really was had been approved. Yeah, and still, if I will try to find requisition, I still see the same requisition, but this time with approved status. And there should be nothing in the ready for approval because we had already approved requisition. And that's everything what I want to show you related to the ticket and my work in the sprint. Do you have any comments, questions?
Does the proof take that much for all of the requisitions or just for those partner requisitions?
I would say for all requisitions because we check if it's possible to automatically convert requisition to an order. So we have to retrieve additional data and verify some things. Yeah. I think Mateusz works on improving. No, Mateusz.
No.
Okay. I thought I saw the ticket about improving the convert endpoint, but I'm not sure.
So the requisition that you are approving, is it automatically converted to an order?
I'm not sure why. Quite possible that the problem is in the demo data. Because we automatically convert requisition to to order if there is a supply line and yeah, maybe there is no supply line and there is, okay, I will check that because from my understanding is the requisition should be converted, but I will check that.
Okay, I'm just asking in terms of the performance improvements that we are working on, and it just looks that maybe approving may be the next step for us. So I just wanted to know whether that's a problem for all of the requisitions. Okay. So.
So if there is no additional question, then I will stop sharing. And thank you.
Yes, so I guess that's everything from Team MindTheGap. Unless I missed someone. Okay, so I will pass the ball to the next team, which will be the Team Parrot, if I'm correct.
Nikodem, I'll go ahead and share and give the overview. So for Team Parrot Sprint 118, they worked on improving slowing the endpoints found for performance tests and new functional tests. And the sprint spirit animal is skunk. The story points completed for this sprint were 55 story points. And there are 18 story points that are still in progress, or there's one that has not been started this sprint. Sebastian, did you want to start sharing? Are you ready to start sharing your screen? Okay.
Okay, so hopefully you can see that. And as Sam mentioned, during this sprint, we have been working on improving some of the slow endpoints that have been found with our performance tests and also adding new functional tests. A part of those performance efficiency improvements is a carryover from the previous sprint. That's why we have quite some story points completed during this sprint. You can also now see the tickets that are related to our sprint goal with this red frame. I have added it to our sprint board in general, so any team can make use of that. If you label your ticket with a sprint goal, it will mark them with this red frame on the on your sprint board as well. So I just wanted to mention that in case any of the teams want to use that. And as for the performance work, we have managed to close all of the tickets that we have scheduled for the sprint. And the team will mention what the performance improvement is. Some of them are quite impressive. So. It will be great to hear from them. Other than that, we have also worked on adding new functional tests in the requisition service. One of them, I think we have managed to complete one of them. Oh, actually, they are in QA and in review. So we have them. But there are a few problems with the functional tests failing randomly. So even though they are committed and available, we are looking into why the functional tests sometimes fail. I have also created and added to our sprint a ticket related to requisition contract tests that have started failing randomly a few days ago, but we are still looking into that. And with that introduction, I will hand it over to Claudia to talk about her tickets.
Okay, so let me share my screen. Can you see it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so in this sprint, I worked on fixing facility search performance. And basically, I've changed here. I've added pagination to the endpoint and changed to return a basic facility DTO instead of whole facility DTO. And some other improvements. And currently, get all facilities takes below 1 second. And previously, it takes something about 4 seconds. And find all health center facilities takes also below 1 second, and first 10 health center facilities below 500 milliseconds. Yeah, and that's it. Do you have any questions?
So how much those two were taking before, those about the health center facilities?
I'm not sure because they were coming out, but we have 30 seconds in test. So I think it takes over there. Okay, so I stop sharing. Let me pass the word to Mateusz.
I'll start sharing my screen. Okay, can you see it?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. So basically, the first thing I want to show you is the improvement on facility type approved products that we've made. So basically, the endpoint was already performing quite okay since getting about 1,000 of the products took less than a second, probably around 900 milliseconds or something like this. And getting about around 9,000 of them took about 7 seconds. So basically, we've made some improvements on how QA works and how we are getting the data for the searching by facility type, which improved the searching for 1,000 to like about 700 milliseconds, which is probably this number, yeah. And the 10,000, the 9,000 products takes now about 6 seconds, which is some improvement. Next improvements would require us to skip completely using the Hibernate and retrieving all the data by hand and then parsing it. So basically, we want to avoid that. So other improvement could be the rework of the how orderable design looks, so there's not much to be done here to improve the performance. So the next ticket was about the problem in the supply line screen, which is a problem when the supervisor node linked with the supply line has no requisition group. So this was fixed on the UI, and now works fine because we were trying to retrieve a list of facilities on the screen from the requisition group. So now it is working properly. The next ticket was already shown on the previous showcase, which is about the performance of requisition of get PLD step in requisition initiate. So basically, in this sprint, we've only what's left was to check how it performs on the Malawi dataset, which is actually performing quite well, which took around 170 milliseconds. So we are okay with this amount of time. So this is it. And the last ticket that I've done was about changing order to, or convert to order screen to use separate dropdowns with the facility and program, where previously it was using the simple input control when you can type any string and it was searching by facility type or code or program name. Sorry, facility name, facility code, and program name. So basically, now it looks like this. So we don't have a single input. We have the dropdowns with the facility and program, which is how it works on other screens. So basically, you can search the requisitions using those two. And also this was required to make the facilities screen work, filter work again. So we can basically now use both of them, which wasn't working before. So let's check that. Yeah, so basically before it was working incorrectly. Now it is filtering by the geographic zone and the facility name also. So I would say this will be everything from me. Do you have any questions? If not, I will pass the ball to Paulina.
Does that conclude the performance work we're going to be looking at?
Sorry, do you set conclude or?
Just for this mm-hmm. call today, is that the end of the performance tickets or does Paulina have more?
It is one performance ticket left, which Paulina will present.
Oh, okay. Then I'll hold my comment. Thanks.
Okay, so let me share my screen. So the ticket to fix performance of requisitions for convert endpoints took the most of the time during the sprint. So the problem was that the endpoint took about up to 50 seconds. So to fix this timing, we changed a way to get user rights. So now we are getting facilities from permission strings, and then we are calling reference data service to get supply lines user has access to, out of which we retrieve pairs of program IDs and supervisory node IDs. Which are then used in a query to search approved requisitions. And these actions made requisitions for convert endpoints a little bit faster. So get a page of 10 requisitions for approval for convert is about 10 seconds faster. There is some data from Scalar logs where we can see that on the perf test, the search for approved requisitions takes about 4 seconds and it used to take 1 second more. So the difference is not very significant, but the problem is with search for supply lines method, which should be fixed in another ticket for supply lines. But other actions take less time than it used to. That would be everything from me. So are there any comments?
So my one comment overall on performance, and this is kind of an aside comment, is it would be great to look at this in technical committee, especially any trends we're finding in performance tickets, and then also maybe how we can accelerate some of the performance even more. But if there are some trends that we're finding or some challenges or general themes, it would be great to have those on technical committee, and it would be even better if someone could start a forum post kind of seeding those topics before we get on a call and discuss those. So I'll just leave it at that. But if anyone wants to discuss any of that, just reach out to me, and then I'd be more than happy to discuss that.
Josh, I missed a little bit about what you said about the forum post. Can you restate?
Sorry, is my audio not great?
No, I'm just not sure if I was following what the task was.
The task is more along the lines of participation in technical committee. So it would be great if we are seeing, if the development team is seeing any themes, either in terms of how we go about fixing some of these performance issues or common challenges that we're not quite sure how to fix, then it would be great to have those themes discussed in technical committee. And it would be even better if that conversation was started or seeded by a forum post that introduce some of those themes so that we could have a productive conversation in technical committee. Does that make sense?
Yes, that made sense to me.
Okay. And then the last thing was just, if anyone wants to discuss, well, how do we think about those themes before we get to technical committee, please, feel free to reach out to me, and I'm more than happy to help with that. Okay, that's all from me. Thanks.
Thank you, Josh. And yes, if we run into any performance work that we don't really know how to approach, yeah, we'll definitely go to the technical committee and the technical forum. I think there should already be like one or two topics. I think especially related to some of the resources that we know we have to retrieve a lot of data. And this is, for example, the facility type approved products. So we know that we need to support like 6,000 non-food supply products. This is a lot of data to retrieve, and we can't really expect with the current approach to have that done in half a second. So I think the first topic that would be worth discussing and starting the conversation would be how to approach those endpoints that are meant to retrieve a lot of data.
Okay, that sounds great. Is there someone that is the best person to start that, or are you advocating that I could start that?
I think I could start that, and I think Mateusz would be also a good person to do so because he was recently working on the facility type approved products endpoint. But we can take that on.
All right, that sounds perfect.
Are there any more questions for Team Parrot? Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you everyone for joining the Sprint 118 showcase. Just a reminder, we are almost halfway through this release. So thank you for all the work that has been done so far, and let's keep forging ahead.
Nice picture though.
Thanks everyone.
Thank you.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Thanks all.
Thanks everyone. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.